Personal history. I was diagnosed in January 1999, nearly 10 years ago. Some of you may be familiar with the term whoops. I think it's more politely known as an unplanned excision. How did I feel? Well, I can remember that the morning of the day I got the diagnosis, I was actually in London. I live in Shropshire. And I came back on an afternoon train. And I'd had this unplanned excision the week before. And I can remember sitting on the train thinking, I think this is cancer. You know, just the, if you like, the body language I got from the surgeon and the nurse at the time of the excision. That's the way I sort of came to grips with it in my own mind. And in fact, I was at home, it was 6 o'clock in the evening, the phone rang, and I got the diagnosis over the telephone on a Friday night at 6 p.m. It goes down well in the story of how to break bad news. So, confused? Yes. The reality of that diagnosis it was like walking into a brick wall, I suppose, in a way. Conversion to short-term thinking happened almost immediately. Within a week, I could hardly plan anything in my diary. I knew by then that I was going to have a definitive operation to do a definitive resection. I knew there was the possibility of adjuvant treatment to follow that. Because it's a rare tumour, it was going to be quite a lot of travelling involved one way and another. But underneath everything, as I met surgeons, and I met three along this pathway, and I met an oncologist at the Christie, a very good oncologist, I grew to believe in a cure. And, you know, perusal of the internet did show me that, or tell me, that broadly speaking, the sarcoma, the soft tissue sarcoma population, 50% survive at 5 years. So I had reconstructive surgery, in the March, and into a period of recovery, back to work, and was charging along.